jewelry design that gets its inspiration from your journey together.
It's not about the destination, it's about the journey.
So true. What's great about it is that it features cascading diamonds in sterling silver and in yellow gold, and it kind of curves around just kind of like life, and it's got twists and turns. It starts at only $199 and only at Robert Irwin Jewelers. It's the perfect gift to celebrate your life together.
Available only at Robert Irwin Jewelers and free financing.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're happy.
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Man, this what you've been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, cause now I'm getting hot enough to f*** with one and stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is out of missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger folk, whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail, clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, who that, that got that flame? Who that, that got that flame? Who that, that got that flame? So don't worry about my name, I gotta say.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It is Wednesday, hump day, baby, December 12th. As we, John, approach Christmas, we're all getting into the Christmas spirit. We're doing it with our stockings every day at 1. I feel like we're blessing people. You know, you're doing that. We're getting in the Christmas spirit. Kawhi Leonard is not getting in the Christmas spirit. He doesn't feel it at all. He doesn't feel it at all, John.
Not right.
So, Merry Christmas. Can you talk about your favorite Christmas moment?
Not right now.
Not going to do it right now. Maybe a little later, Kawhi will talk about his very special Christmas.
Yeah.
His very special Christmas memories. John, you happy to be here? I am.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. We'll talk about our favorite Christmas moments a little bit later in the show. But not right now.
Here's what we've got going on
on the show today. We are under attack, Bennett. We are under attack as Shady Grove Eagles.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I woke up to some very disturbing news this morning.
What happened?
Apparently, Dorsey Hobson, who is on his way out, is trying to light a flame to the school that both Bennett and I graduated from.
Oh, man. Y'all went to both went to Shady Grove?
We went to Shady Grove Elementary, and apparently, Dorsey Hobson is trying to close it for some reason. Some godforsaken reason.
What were y'all? What was y'all's mascot?
The Eagles.
The Eagles.
Okay. Well, like I'm supposed to know.
Well, you should know.
The elementary school. Why would I know?
I don't care. Everybody knows Shady Grove.
Because we got two Shady Grove Eagles here. Is that your Birdman call? What y'all did? That's not an eagle.
What's an eagle sound like?
I have no idea. Not a caw, though.
Was that a raven?
I think it's
or a crow?
Anyway, they're closing your school. I'm sorry about that, guys.
Well, no, they're going to try, but we're going to stand in. We're going to stand in front.
Okay, it's still going.
You're damn right. We got a voice.
Oh, it's protest time.
We're going to stand in front.
Yeah, right.
As the bulldozers arrive.
We'll see
so,
about that.
So we're under attack. We'll get to that. And honestly, it's not just Shady Grove. It's a lot of other schools here in Memphis that are under attack. And we'll get to, well, we can't stand in front of them all, but we'll pick a few that we'll stand up for. The rest can go to hell. So we'll talk about that.
You're going to offend some people one way or the other.
Every school matters, okay?
Exactly.
Every school matters.
You're
so
do that.
I hope no school closes. At 11:25, we're going to talk to Brian Windhorst. Brian Windhorst, of course, he does cover the NBA for ESPN, Jason.
Good day to get him.
Down. He's got a big story out, and it's about the Clippers recruiting Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard. Like a college team. Mm-hmm. They really want Kawhi Leonard and Kevin Durant. We'll talk to him about that. We'll talk to him about LeBron James. We'll talk to him about the Memphis Grizzlies. Lots to get to with Brian Windhorst. So we'll talk to him at 11:25 in the very next segment. At 12:25, we will catch up with Bruce Feldman. Bruce Feldman covers college football for The Athletic. And today there's a story at The Athletic from Nicole Auerbach where she's talked to several commissioners, several commissioners around college football, including the Big 12 commissioner, Bob Bowlesby, who says it is time to start thinking about 8 teams in the playoff.
Is it time to start having a conversation about a conversation about a conversation about it?
It sounds like it might
a little
be.
Movement, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't want to get my hopes up.
Well,
John.
It all starts.
We do this a lot, don't we?
The journey of 10,000 miles begins with one step, Jason. Does it not?
Who said that?
I don't know.
You need to be attributing those.
Yeah, that sounds like a made-up quote.
Oh, it's not a made-up quote.
No, I don't think it's made up. It sounds ripped off.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. You got to be able to you got to attribute some of those, right? Like when I give you a Leroy Horde quote, I tell you it's Leroy Horde that said it. I don't just act like it's coming from my wisdom, you know, from J Smooth wisdom.
Here. That is actually that is Lao Tzu.
Thank you.
A Chinese proverb.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's who said it. All right, it's an old Chinese proverb.
No, you're right. It's a guy. I mean, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, and
maybe
so
this time.
We will talk to Bruce Feldman about that. We'll talk to him about Mike Norvell. We'll get his opinion on the coaching cycle, some of the new coaching hires around college football. New OC at Auburn, Kenny Dillingham. Maybe we'll ask him about that.
Yeah, I want to ask him about that sort of situation with Gus calling plays. I guess it's, you know, Dillingham's used to that, but a lot of pressure on Gus coming up this season.
Yeah, so we'll talk to Bruce Feldman about all that at 12:25. And then at 1:25, Gary Parrish is going to join us, like he does every single Wednesday. There's a big game for the University of Memphis this weekend.
Yep.
I was on with Jeff today, and we were talking about it. And, you know, it's funny because we've obviously talked a lot about that game and just what it meant 10 years ago here on this show. Do you think, I'll ask you the question that Jeff asked me, do you think Memphis and Memphians look back on that game fondly, or do you think they don't like thinking about it because it was a loss?
I heard you guys. Thought it was a good question. You know, it's interesting which losses you can look back on a little bit fondly. I don't think anybody looks back on that loss to Kansas too fondly. But with Tennessee, I don't know if it's looking back on a loss as fondly as just what you remember that atmosphere and you appreciate it, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I guess there is some fondness there,
yep.
But I think most Tiger fans, just if you boil them down and ask them, dude, do you remember that one? I think a lot of them will tell you, man, I didn't want to remember that one. We should have won, and it, you know, gets the blood boiling again.
Right.
Imagine you got most folks like that.
I think so. So we'll talk to Gary Parrish about that at 1:25. We do have a little bit of breaking news right now in the city of Memphis. Darrell Henderson, running back for the University of Memphis football team, has declared for the NFL draft. He is
go Tigers.
He is officially on his way to the professional ranks. He tweeted it just a few moments ago. Here is the statement that Darrell Henderson made. I will be forever grateful for my time at the University of Memphis and the opportunity it has provided me to achieve my dream of playing in the NFL. I want to thank Coach Norvell, Coach Dickey, Coach Silverfield, Coach Dillingham, Coach Jones, Coach Lord, Coach Locke, and everyone in the Tigers athletic department for helping me grow as a man and as a football player. I also want to thank my family and all the Memphis fans for being so supportive during my college career. I will always be a Memphis Tiger and a proud alumnus of the University of Memphis. Go Tigers, go, Darrell Henderson. Mike Norvell responded to the tweet and said, this is so 2018, by the way. Like, this is the most 2018 thing ever. Mike Norvell is now like, every quote Mike Norvell gives is now like on Twitter in response to somebody else. But he says, special young man with an unbelievable future. Congratulations, Darrell Henderson. You have earned everything you have ever got. Now on to the NFL. Someone is going to get a great player, but an even better person. Hashtag Tiger fam. And obviously this means that Darrell Henderson will not be playing in the Birmingham Bowl. Congratulations to him for that.
No doubt. That he won't have to go.
That he won't have to play in the Birmingham Bowl. I mean, that's the... Give it up to Darrell Henderson.
Yeah, right.
That is arguably an even better decision than declaring for the NFL draft, skipping the Birmingham Bowl. One could argue that, but you're right. I mean, this is not a surprise. It'd almost be silly for him to come back to school after the season he had. How much better are you really going to make your stock? He had one of the all-time great seasons, not just in Tiger program history, but in college football this year. I mean, he had a great year. Should have won the Doak, as Jason Fitz concurred with us. He's a national guy. He agrees that the wrong man won the award.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a long time before you see another season like that from a Memphis running back, because it was very special.
Only a little bit of disappointment in it for me, I guess. And I suppose you'll have some diehards right want to win that game, that Birmingham Bowl, and would look at it as, man, you know, sure could use him. I don't see how you could hold it against him, though, because you understand what's ahead of him. And what's ahead of him, quite frankly, is only because of what you've been able to build here at Memphis. That's, frankly, this setup now, it's a credit to the program you've been able to build. You know, his success here, we were talking about it yesterday. All of this sort of goes to the, you know, you can't say Norvell without saying sort of the giving the credit to Justin Fuente before him.
Mm-hmm.
You've raised that level up now in terms of the quality of player you can get here. And he's certainly one of them, you know, goes out an All-American, goes out, as you said, should have won the Doak Walker Award. But I'd say the only bit of disappointment in it for me is that he won't break. If I'm not mistaken, he was only a few yards from breaking D'Angelo's single-season rushing record. That said, come on. I mean, you know, guys, one of the best we've ever seen, if not the best. Maybe one day we'll debate that. You know, I don't know that Darrell Henderson will go on and play 11 years in the league, but I know that right now in the NFL, there's a place for backs like him.
There's no question about it.
My Chicago Bears have got one in Tariq Cohen.
No question.
A guy that's a change of pace, explosive, a home run hitter.
Yep.
That you just want to get that, but you want to get that ball in their hands 10, 15 touches a game.
It's true.
Like we're doing with him and splitting carries, obviously. He's that kind of back, and
it's
that's
how,
you know, in the NFL right now, you know, he's perfect for it. I saw McShay this morning say you probably won't see running back selected super high like we have the last 2-3 years. Maybe not even a running back in the first round.
Yep.
Maybe not one in the top 50. He did not mention Darrell Henderson yet. He mentioned Bryce Love from Stanford, a couple of other guys, but I suspect Darrell, you got to think, is gonna, you know, by the time the measurements and the tests are all done, he will have pushed his way up, John, into at least, what, a third to fifth round pick, right?
Well, you know,
there's no way he's fallen below that.
The thing about running backs, obviously, is you can get them anywhere in the draft. Like Aaron Jones, for example, for Green Bay, who reminds me a lot of Darrell, the way he's built, right, and the way he kind of runs, 5'9", 200 pounds, right? He went in the fifth round. You know, so that's the thing about running backs. He could go in the second round. I mean, Saquon Barkley went top four. He ain't Saquon Barkley.
No, there's not one of those, I don't think.
So he's probably not a first rounder.
Because,
I mean, the value of running backs has changed over the years.
It has.
You know, you know, you can get them later and later and later. But there's no question in my mind he's going to get drafted. And, for example, like the Raiders need a running back. I mean, the Raiders could easily take him in the third round. I'd be thrilled if the Raiders took him in the third round.
I know you would.
You know, I don't
want the Titans to take him.
I know everybody wants their team to take
it. This is how it was with Anthony Miller, though. I mean, it's the same thing. Everybody wanted a piece, and that's the kind of player you're talking about. Like, literally, like, it'd be one thing if we're just cheering these guys on, right? They're just getting a chance. Like, we've seen that. You know what I mean? Like, they're marginal NFL players, you know what I'm saying? Former Tigers that have come out and have had that shot,
right?
Haven't been able to stick to a roster. This is 2 years in a row. I mean, this is 2 years in a row. You've got what we think is a wanted guy and somebody who could go relatively high in the draft. Now,
it'll depend
Miller
on his combine.
Obviously will depend on his combine, but you'd have to think he's going to test well.
He will.
With the speed. You're doing that now by not playing in the bowl. You're preserving yourself. You know, injury can happen in training, sure, but you'd hope that he's healthy, he's strong, he's fast, he can do all the tests, dude. And as I point out to you, dude, he's all three levels.
Yep.
Like, he does all three things. Some of those, like with McCaffrey. Like, I know, elite. Like, don't get me wrong. He does it all, right? Pass, catch, and run.
Yep.
But he's got a weakness. And it's blocking. It's pass block. Darrell Henderson's solid. Now, it's a different thing when you've got a big, you know, 6'7" coming at you.
Out our man Christian
but
McCaffrey.
He is
we
a
don't
better
have many of them.
Blocker than Christian McCaffrey right now off the couch. Right?
But
he does all three things.
But Christian McCaffrey's having arguably the best year in the NFL.
Yeah, I knew it would offend you talking about your boy.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I can't believe you came for Christian this
Christian
year.
Christian has a weakness. That's my point. I'm telling you that Darrell does all three things pretty well.
We know what this all means.
What?
Yeah. Go Tigers.
Yeah.
Oh, the era is upon us.
Let me tell you something. If you fools thought we weren't going to be back with a 2018 Memphis football anthem where you dropped the ball.
Great.
They say we need touchdown.
From who?
Well, we got Big Pat.
Big Pat, Big Pat.
Try to tackle him with flies. He ain't with that.
And he's so straight.
Won the West, so you know we come for get back. When you bring us up, just make sure you say Big Pat.
Big Pat, Big Pat.
Big Pat, Big Pat.
Hey.
Big Pat, Big Pat.
Hey. Shout out to the most humble from Humble, Texas, Patrick Taylor Jr.
6'3", 225. Come and get some.
Jason's favorite player on the team.
I like Darrell Henderson, too.
You're right. The Patrick Taylor Jr. era is upon us.
Mm.
It's about to get really real now. Hey, he did 1,000 this year.
Hey, he's ready. He's
Let's
ready.
See. Yeah, he's yeah, buddy.
12, 13 touchdowns.
Oh, all he does is score those TDs.
Yeah.
Let's get 20.
That's exciting.
Ooh.
That's exciting. The Memphis offense will mostly be unchanged. I mean, it won't be unchanged. You're losing a lot. You're losing the most elusive running back in college football. Yeah,
they're going to need another back. Right?
Yeah, you have to.
Like, yeah. Let's keep some of the tread on Patrick Taylor.
We also know that's the way that Mike Norvell likes it.
No question.
He likes to have two running backs back there.
Yeah, you like change the pace up.
But Daryl Henderson is, according to Pro Football Focus, the most elusive back among draft-eligible running backs in the NCAA. He makes you miss.
I'm trying to tell you.
He's a home run hitter. That's what Daryl Henderson is.
You watch when they catch on to his, as we get closer to the draft, right, and everybody starts breaking this guy down and looking at the film, these national guys, watch, John, there'll be a story about how good a blocker he is. Watch it happen. I've been watching that film on that 32-inch John on for his whole career on him. He does it all. And yeah. He deserves this.
Some people compare Daryl Henderson to Dalvin Cook. Just sort of the way he's built. I'm just going through some comparisons, man. I'm right.
I think that makes sense.
So
Dalvin doing a little bit more running over you than Daryl Henderson does. Dalvin will attempt to run up. He will attempt to run through.
Daryl will run past you.
Daryl will run past you and around you. Elusive keyword. Like, you know, he's smart now. He's thick. He'll try to, you know, get you. He's going to put that head down, get those extras, but he ain't trying to run over you too much.
Yeah, so Daryl Henderson off to the NFL as expected. Not going to play in the bowl game for the University of Memphis. So it will be the Patrick Taylor Show.
Where'd my boy Cohen go? Cohen went fourth round.
Yeah. I mean, that's the going right now.
Between third and fifth, that's what I'm thinking,
John. You can be, and again, I know you and I have this argument about Saquon Barkley. I'm on the side of, you know, don't you wish you would have drafted a quarterback?
Which one? I guess Baker?
Yeah. I mean, that's
the one. Okay, I'll give you that one.
You know, Baker, I mean, but, just, you know.
He's playing well.
You know, who could you have had? Who could you have had? Josh Allen, I guess, was you know, and he's more of a, frankly, he's more of a runner than he is, a thrower right now is Josh Allen. Let's see.
I realize at some point the Giants still have to address the quarterback issue, but, John, you cannot argue that they have not drafted a star in Barkley. They have a star.
They do.
A clear commodity in Barkley. Now they can get to work on the quarterback situation. You can go either way. I'll give you Baker. You know, if you could have got Baker, one thing.
Right, but he obviously went number one. You would have had to trade up.
Exactly.
But that's my point.
I don't think any of the other ones are playing well enough that you can point to it and say, oh, I'd rather have Josh Allen right now than Saquon Barkley and know that Josh Allen is the guy.
The only problem, though, and the Giants have gotten better as the season has gone along.
Yes, they have.
They got a big one this weekend against the Tennessee Titans.
You watch. They're going to talk themselves into keeping Eli.
That's the problem.
Doing this holdover thing.
There are no good quarterbacks in this draft. And you have an aging Eli Manning who is not, I mean, who's okay, like, but who is on his last legs, you got to think, as a professional quarterback.
Yeah, but there'll always be some.
Right now, they just put up their Todd McShay just did his mock, and he's got the Giants taking Dwayne Haskins.
Okay. I mean, if he'll be there, you know, if he's there. I mean, quarterbacks go high now. I mean, you know, four went in the top 10 last year. You know, and Rosen has not shown really anything. Like, let me ask you this. If the Giants would have drafted Sam Darnold at number two, and he's been hurt for the Jets, but he's actually looked
he's
at
shown
times,
flashes, started yeah. the season better, frankly, than he's finished.
Don't you think they would be injured. Better off over the next 5 to 6 years than they would be, than they will be ultimately after Eli retires?
Depends on if you believe in Sam. Again, he's shown flashes. If any of those, how many of those quarterbacks have convinced you they're going to be a success in the NFL? There's only one of them that has done that so far.
Right.
His name is Baker Mayfield.
Right.
Okay, that's my point. It's one thing. Giants couldn't get him at that point. If you trade it up, that's a different story. Otherwise, John, all you've done is put it off for a year. You're right. It's next 4 or 5 years is what you've got to look at for them. But all you've done is put off the quarterback position for a year. In the process, you've landed a bona fide star that will help that quarterback even more by the time, whenever you do get him. My fear for the Giants is that they're going to, this late season success, they're going to talk themselves, and I think Eli's got one more on the contract, if I'm not mistaken, they're going to talk themselves into, okay, he can get us through one more year. Then you put it off basically for 2 years is the point. And we know eventually they've got to address that position. It's what will eventually be, it's what's holding them back. There's no question about it. He's been serviceable, but you've got to move on at some point. And if you hold on him for, again, next year, you're just putting it off for two.
I mean, how
Barkley's good? A stud.
He's unbelievable.
You can't argue against that.
No, he's unbelievable.
Yes.
He's unbelievable. But
Mayfield, yeah, okay, Giants, I get it. Couldn't do that. Barkley, next best thing. The other ones aren't proven.
Let's just discuss really quickly before we get to Brian Windhorst how great Daryl Henderson would look in silver and black. I mean, just come with me.
I don't
want
to do that.
No,
I mean,
just come with me for a little bit. I mean, it feels a need. I mean, think about this. Think about this nucleus right now.
Why would he want to play for a franchise like that?
Derek Carr, Daryl Henderson.
Derek, Daryl,
and CC. I mean, now we're cooking.
I mean, at first yesterday was Le'Veon Bill. So now you've decided you want Daryl.
Well, we got to have two running backs.
Oh, okay.
You know, you got
Daryl's not going to get much time behind Le'Veon.
Well, Le'Veon can't play forever.
I don't feel like that's going to be a change of pace situation. Le'Veon's going to get those carries for the money that you guys are going to pay.
Well, the Jets are
it's sounding like it's not such a good fit with the Raiders.
The Jets are the favorites marginally to land Le'Veon Bill. He may want that market. I don't know. Though I think Le'Veon Bell has probably spent a lot of time in Vegas, if I had to guess. If I had to guess, I think I remember reading lots of stories about him in strip clubs. Vegas might be a good situation for him. He may feel right at home.
Ben, how long y'all got Deion Lewis on for?
Well, that, I mean.
Oh, he's, no, they're off the table. Deion, they've committed to Deion.
How long is that contract for?
I think it was just a 2-year deal.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, you're not getting rid of him. He's been great for you this year.
I could see the Titan.
He has not been great.
No,
give me a break, John.
He's been fantastic. You guys don't need Daryl Henderson. By the way, it was a 4-year contract, not a 2-year contract.
Oh, man, Bennett.
Yeah, so.
Whatever.
He ain't going anywhere.
I think Henry's
almost done.
Derrick Henry just ran for 203,000 yards.
Dude, that's one.
It only happens against the Jags.
If he played
16 games against the Jags a year, he'd be fantastic.
I've literally never said that, so you're putting words in my mouth.
Well, I didn't say you didn't necessarily.
That dude is an enigma.
Yeah, let's see what he does.
I can't
this
figure
week.
It out.
I feel like he's.
What I know about him is if it's Jags, he's going to run wild and they're scared to tackle him.
He's
any
done
other
that
team,
his whole
though.
So career,
two,
any other team.
Two games a year, he's useless. I mean, he's 14 games a year. Two games a year, he's good.
That's how it was this year.
Fast and big will run over you, but you only see it twice a year.
It just I feel like I age 5 years every time Derrick Henry gets a carry.
It has to be maddening as a Titans fan to see that dude run wild like one of the best backs in the league, and then you don't get that on a.
It is maddening.
It has to be. It has to be.
Interestingly enough, now there are people who are saying Daryl Henderson has not ruled out playing the Birmingham Bowl, but I feel like when you declare for the NFL draft, is that not saying I'm
going to... Yeah, you're not playing in the Birmingham Bowl.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense at all, so...
Why? John's already said the play's a dump.
Why? Yeah, Daryl, you don't need to do this. You're better than this, dude. You don't have to
Just to have that... Do you feel like teammates a little bit... Would it be a little bit of, hey, you're letting us down? Do you feel like overall they would understand, right? They'd understand the opportunity for...
But you
figure there might be some of that just naturally a little bit of, hey, man, are you with us or not?
I just think...
I just want to make sure we cover that angle
I think
it.
It's different.
The risk outweighs the reward.
I think most football players would understand the position he's in.
Your resume is complete,
bro. Right. You have to believe that. The whole team's on board, I would think.
I think maybe it's a little different if you won the AAC championship and you're playing in a big-time bowl game.
Yeah, I agree.
Good point.
You know, you're playing in a marginal bowl that nobody cares about against a Power 5 team only in name.
No, I just want to make sure. We've got all our bases.
Yeah, I think Patrick Taylor would be excited. You know, he gets an opportunity to really, like, shoulder the load.
Well, he ain't the only one excited.
So
I've been waiting.
Anyway, there you go. Some breaking news there out of the Memphis football program. Daryl Henderson to the Oakland Raiders should be a great career for him. All right, when we come back, Brian Windhorst is going to join us. We will talk to Brian about the NBA, about the Lakers, about the Clippers, about the Grizzlies, about LeBron, about shoes. Lots to get to with Brian. He's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is what people are saying about James Gaddis Jewelers.
We love James Gaddis Jewelers. Everyone there is so friendly. My husband designed my engagement ring there, and we got his wedding ring there, too, because we like the people that work there so much. They treat us like we're the most important customers in the store. James Gaddis is our jeweler.
I purchased my wife's engagement ring and wedding ring at James Gaddis Jewelers and experienced nothing but really excellent service and value. They greeted me by name every time I went into the store and helped me find just the right ring I was looking for. She absolutely loves it, and I wouldn't go anywhere else but Gaddis Jewelers.
She'll never forget the year you gave her a gift from James Gaddis Jewelers. Hi, this is James Gaddis. This year, let us be your holiday destination and see why we've been voted the best jewelry store. Come shop with us at 4900 Poplar at Mendenhall and continue the family tradition at James Gaddis Jewelers.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself, and with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation, email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 12/31/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
The new fall goods are in at Suits U, so hurry in for the absolute best prices on suits from Calvin Klein, Ralph Lauren, Rossi Mann, Steve Lance, Stacey Adams, and many more. Suits U has gorgeous sweaters and corduroy pants starting at $29.99, just in time for the cooler weather. Dress shoes from Stacey Adams, Giovanni, and Belvedere. 100% cotton dress shirts from $29.99. 4 Memphis locations, 4835 American Way, 6297 Winchester, 1223 Shelby Drive, 4835 Austin Peay. Mention this ad and get a free gift. At Suits U, we really suit you.
Pep Boys has gifts for every driver on your list, but they're nearly impossible to wrap. Take a tire. You ever try to wrap one? Yeah, not so easy. Brake pads? Disaster. Exhaust system? A total Frankenwrap. So, the pros at Pep Boys invented the amazing shrinking gift kit. It can reduce tires, a battery, rotors, or even an oil change down to the size of a gift card. Just load the card with any amount you choose, and voila! Now it's easy to give any driver the gift they really wanted.
Joy to the drive. Only at Pep Boys.
See PepBoys.com for gift card details.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Live Love Memphis Group at REMAX Experts. They're the official realtor of your Memphis Grizzlies. We're in action tonight. They're the official realtor of the J&J Show. They're my realtor. Should be your realtor. The kind of realtor that got me out of a home I never thought I'd be able to sell. All I did, though, was put my faith in them. And that faith, John, was rewarded in the form of multiple offers in 6 days. I took the one with where they paid full asking and they paid closing. Live Love Memphis Group of REMAX Experts got it done for me, John. They'll get it done for you as well.
Yeah, they do things differently. They offer a ton of extras that they don't feel are extra at all, and they don't charge extra, and it's why they've sold over 1,100 homes in 10 years, and they are just getting started. They sell a home every 2 days. Let yours be next.
You can be next. I was one of them. Website is livelovememphis.com. The phone number is 901-685-6000. Like I tell you every day, the person to call is Jennifer Carstensen. She's running things in Memphis, Tennessee when it comes to home buying. She'll help you out as well. Live Love Memphis Group at REMAX Experts. Give them a call.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, his name is Brian Windhorst. He covers the NBA and does it well for ESPN. And he joins us now. So, Brian, sounds like the Clippers want Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard, huh?
And Jimmy Butler and so-and-so and so-and-so. Why stop?
It is Christmas time, right?
Right. You know, you can't get what you don't ask for.
That's exactly right. So you have a big story over at ESPN.com today just about this, about how the Clippers are going to be watching the Raptors and the Warriors game very closely, that they've zeroed in on, among others, Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard. How has this, I guess, why has this happened, and what are the odds that this is something that comes to fruition?
Well, let's put it in terms of how your listeners can relate to it. They're kind of like the Memphis Tigers. Their team right now is okay, but they're really, really focused on their recruiting.
Mm.
And if I had told you, Chris Paul, look at what happened. Chris Paul asked for a trade, then they traded Blake Griffin, and then DeAndre Jordan wanted out. So they lost three all-star type players over the course of about 12 months, okay? And, you know, those three together had high hopes, but ultimately they ran into the Warriors. They had some injury issues. They had some internal issues. And ultimately it didn't work. So the Clippers have done a really great job of pivoting here. And not only do they have an interesting team right now, I don't know if they're going to remain a playoff team, but they're certainly an interesting team. But they have opened up two max roster slots. They have a coach that people really want to play for.
Yep.
They have put some guys in their front office that are good recruiters, namely Jerry West. They have an owner who's the richest owner in American sports. They play in Los Angeles. It's not the Lakers, I agree, but you still live in Los Angeles. And basically, they're no longer a laughingstock. And the Clippers are trying to get serious about winning the free agency game next summer. And I don't know if it's going to work. But I know that they've got their sights high, and if you ask me, they should be treated very seriously.
Doesn't the way they're openly doing this, like you said, they're sending execs to the games. I mean, it's like you put it, it's like recruiting, prospects. Doesn't this squarely put the pressure on Magic Johnson? Even the discussion of all this, that he's got to go out and get somebody and do something big because you've got LeBron on this, in this window. Does it mean Anthony Davis to LA? Are all these guys going to end up in LA, Brian?
Well, I wouldn't say they're openly doing it. I'm reporting on it, so I'm bringing it into the open, which I don't think they're probably too thrilled about.
Gotcha.
But, I mean, everybody can see their books. Mm-hmm. Their books, they've lined up their books to have two max slots. They're not, opening those max slots just for the heck of it to sign a bunch of mid-level players.
Right.
So it's pretty clear what they're trying to do. I think we're in an era right now where Los Angeles is as big of a draw for NBA players as it's been forever. It's always been big. But when I first started covering the NBA 15, 16 years ago, a lot of players were living in Atlanta. I mean, there still are players who live in Atlanta, but mm-hmm. Atlanta was a real popular place. A lot of players lived in Miami. A lot of players lived in Orlando. Orlando was real popular.
Yep.
For a while. I mean, again, players still live there. But over the last 5 to 8 years, Los Angeles has become the draw. So many players are involved in their own production companies. They're all doing their own little mini documentaries. They're all attracted to the film industry. So many of the top players have homes in Los Angeles. They live there in the offseason. The gym at UCLA is practically a convention in the offseason for NBA players. You go there any day and you may run into 5-8 all-stars working out together. This is just where it is. Los Angeles has never been a bigger draw. The Lakers are trying to play to that, although it's not worked great. They've had a lot of guys tell them no in recent years. Mm-hmm. And the Clippers are very attuned to it, and they're going to try to get in on it as well. And I also want to point out that Steve Ballmer is trying to differentiate the Clippers. I mean, he is trying to build his own arena out by the new Rams arena, new Rams stadium by the airport, and basically say the Clippers are going to be their own franchise. They're not going to be the little stepchild anymore. Now, can he do that in a 5-year span? Mm-hmm. Maybe not. Maybe he never does it. Maybe it takes 15 years, but he's got a plan to do it. And when you're worth $30 billion and you're in Los Angeles, a lot of doors get opened.
No question. So building what we've learned, building off what we've learned now from your report, then was looking back now, hindsight 2020, was KD, working ahead and angling to get Kawhi and telling, Bleacher Report that, hey, Kawhi and LeBron, that didn't make any sense together? Was that just a coincidence, Brian? What do you think?
Well, it certainly made me scratch my head, and I hate to sound like LeBron here, but I really would love to see the whole the whole content of the interview, because I'm fairly certain that interview took place a while ago, and I don't know what the context of it was. But I would say this, like, if I were LeBron, my number one goal this year would be to get Kevin Durant on my team. Not just because I should say Durant is, you know, one of the greatest players of all time, but because you're taking him away from your biggest rival.
Right.
I mean, you know, if Kevin Durant signs anywhere next year but Golden State, it's a win for the Lakers. It's a win, frankly, for the whole league, but a win for the Lakers. So if I was LeBron, I'd be saying to KD, whatever you do, leave Golden State. And I think, you know, it's possible. Now, again, I wasn't there for the whole interview. It is possible that Durant may be thinking the same thing. Kawhi, you should come play with me, or at the very least, don't come play with me. Go somewhere that's not with LeBron. Because
right.
if you team up with LeBron, you know, then we got a problem. But I don't know that that's what he was doing.
Brian, Trevor Ariza did not play last night for the Phoenix Suns. He was a healthy scratch. Is it your expectation at this point that, you know, by the weekend or whenever, at any time soon, he's going to be a Laker?
Guys, I can't always figure out what the Suns are doing. They have no guards, and that they keep releasing guards and not trading for guards or not signing guards. It's very strange. There is a demand for Trevor Ariza, number one, because he's the type of player that if you have any dream of competing against the Warriors that you want on your team, because he can at least somewhat, I mean, nobody stops Durant, but he can at least somewhat do some things defensively. He's not having that great of a year. In fact, over the last 3 weeks, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, the guy who's been talked about as a possible trade partner for him, in my mind, has played better than Ariza. But his history shows us that he can rise to the occasion. Ultimately, I think the Suns will probably trade him. I don't know if it's going to be this early. There's a possibility that the market could develop. We don't see trades happen that often in December. I know that we just saw one last week with the Cavs and Bucks, but it could play out over some time. The other thing is, I know that all the Lakers fans want to get their hands on Ariza, but that's got to be a three-team trade. And
yep.
I'll always tell fans a three-team trade is a no-team trade. I know that they do happen, obviously, but about 95% of them die on the vine.
Yep. We are, of course, talking to Brian Windhorst, covers the NBA for ESPN. The Lakers were in town here in Memphis last weekend, Brian, and the story, of course, was that LeBron James gave away a pair of his game-worn shoes to a Grizzlies equipment manager. When he does that, and by the way, she said she's been offered as much as $100,000. When LeBron does that, do you think he gives them away with the expectation that they'll end up like on eBay or something?
Well, I thought it was a wonderful moment. You know, he does this kind of stuff. Still one of the most touching moments I think I've ever experienced in a basketball arena was when there was a young man with cerebral palsy in Boston a few years ago. And LeBron looked over at him. They were honoring him at halftime, or between quarters. And LeBron looked over and saw that he was wearing one of his versions of his shoes that, like, it's sort of a shoe for kids who have trouble. It's all Velcro and it sort of falls apart, so you don't have to have laces. And LeBron came over and embraced the kid, and the kid's reaction, even talking about it now, it's emotional. I really recommend that you look it up on YouTube. So when you see LeBron be able to affect somebody like that,
yeah,
it really is special. I mean, I loved that somebody was able to capture the video just so that we could see it, not just hear about it. And also, it just goes to LeBron's amazing awareness. He's maybe one of his greatest talents is his awareness. And I don't just mean like seeing a pass, you know, two minutes ahead or 2 seconds ahead of somebody else. He's got this ability to have this great memory and great awareness. And the fact that he would remember her and take note of her, I think it's just a great, thing. And that's one of the things that, you know, NBA players do. All NBA players do things like this, but especially LeBron when he's able to do something. So I enjoyed that so much. One of my favorite things I've seen in the NBA this year. But I would tell her, if she's really getting offered $100,000, if that's a real story, I would encourage her to sell the shoes for $100,000, and I don't think LeBron would be that upset if she could use the money.
I said the same thing, right? I think LeBron probably tell her the smart thing to do, young lady, smart thing to do. With LeBron and the Lakers, obviously nobody knows the impact he can have on the court and on a team better than you do. You've covered him his entire career. Did you expect 15-5, though, in the last 20, you know, after a little bit of a rough start, did you expect 15-5 and would you, is this a four, you know, a top four seeded team by the time it's over? What do you think?
Guys, it's so hard to figure out the West. There's no way to know. Right now, there's five teams in the West that made the playoffs last year that are outside
that are out.
The playoffs
yep.
right now.
Yep.
That's a crazy turnover. I don't think it'll last. So it's hard for me to know where they're going to be. I felt like they were a 44-48 win team, depending on injury. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's about the track they're on. Maybe they're a little ahead of that. They've had a somewhat favorable schedule so far. A lot of home games. They haven't had to play any of the real, you know, they haven't had a real grinder. You know, they haven't had to play the Warriors yet or the Thunder yet. They only played one game against the Rockets. Sometimes we see teams that are like high profile teams have easier schedules because all their premium games are backloaded for TV after the football season. So what I will say is this. LeBron, the first couple of weeks of the year, was not really playing like the LeBron that I know. Mm-hmm. He was playing the way the Laker team was designed, which for it was for him to not have the ball as much and for them to fast break and be more equal opportunity
right.
with Rondo being the point guard. Since he's sort of taken over the team and turned it into a LeBron team, I feel like they've I'm like, okay, this is what I'm used to seeing,
mm-hmm.
and we've seen LeBron surge back. Now, there's been some discussion in the Lakers. Kobe Bryant has said something about it. Magic Johnson said something about it. And I'm not saying that those guys are wrong. What I'm saying is the LeBron that I know for the last 15 years controls the teams that he's on.
Yep.
You may want to change that, and you may have a grease board where you show how it's different and how it'll be better other ways, but when LeBron went back to being himself, the Lakers improved, and I think that's the way they're going to be. And I'll stick with what I said, 44-48 wins, maybe 50 if things go their way, maybe 43 if things don't. And I think they're a playoff team. I think they're probably a back four playoff team, but who knows? I mean, they could be a top four team. And I don't feel really strong either way other than to say I don't think LeBron wakes up any day and fears any team in the West other than maybe the Warriors. I think he feels like he's got a shot to win 4 out of 7 against anybody. So whether he's the 6 seed, the 3 seed, the 2 seed, I don't think he cares.
Yep.
I think you're exactly right. Brian, what do you make of the Grizzlies? They got off to a great start and have gone on a little bit of a swoon here lately. Lots of minutes for Marc Gasol and Mike Conley. What do you make of the Grizzlies?
Well, I love Jaren Jackson. I think that was just a really good pick. I think the things fell for them just so. I think he'll be a really good player in the league for the next 12 to 15 years if he stays healthy. You know, they are paying a lot. They're paying guys a lot of money that are not contributing. Well, one guy for sure, and that's dragging down their potential right now. And I know it's a sunk cost.
Right.
There's nothing that they can do about it. I mean, I'm not sort of necessarily criticizing them, but it is holding them back to a certain extent. If they were getting production out of that spot, they would be different. So, in general, what I say is they are one of these teams that could finish anywhere between 5th and 13th or 5th and 11th. I don't know where it's going to go. You know, I don't know you know, how they ultimately stack up against Dallas or New Orleans or Portland. Like, on any night, any of those teams can beat each other. And, you know, the Grizzlies have some nights where they look great, and they have other nights where what happened when the Lakers came in, where they run them out of the building, which was disappointing on their home floor when the Lakers were on the second night of a back-to-back. I know the Grizzlies were too, but typically when you're at home on the second night of a back-to-back and you're playing a team on the second night, you know, you need to get a better performance. So there's some stuff I like about him. I'm obviously really happy to see Mike Conley recovering so well. He's been really good this year. You know, I was, you know, obviously whenever you hear anything involving the Achilles, you get very nervous. Even though I know it wasn't, you know, actually an Achilles tear, but it was worrisome to be sure. And then when I was talking to him in at Team USA and he wasn't cleared yet for full go, I was like, oh no. But so I've been very happy to see him play better. But they're kind of stuck in this big amorphous group in the West, and it's, you know, I like them. I like a lot about their team, and I also think that there was a time this year where some people wondered if Gasol was going to become available.
Mm-hmm.
That they may consider, you know, that was a name out there on some, you know, on some executives' lips to me to say, let's see where the Grizzlies are in January. I'm not hearing any of that anymore, because I think the Grizzlies feel good about their team. But, you know, I really do wish they were getting production out of the guy that's got that big contract.
Brian, finally, I got to ask you, because I was so intrigued by your comment on Tigers recruiting. How familiar are you with James Wiseman, the kid that Penny's got signed up? And how far down do you work? You know what I'm saying? I mean, obviously, he's set for the 2020 draft, we think, after a year at Memphis. What are you hearing? What's the buzz on Wiseman?
I know nothing about college recruiting. but Mike Miller is my guy. I really loved covering him in Miami and Cleveland. There was a lot of people who wanted Mike Miller to come work for them, either as a coach or in a front office or something. And his family loved living in Memphis, so I can see why he settled on this job. I think he loves the idea of being in Memphis, and, you know, he has a long-standing relationship with Hardaway. So I get it, but I'm rooting for Mike Miller. So if Mike Miller, like, you know, when they feel that commitment, I just was so happy for Mike. I don't know Penny at all, but Mike's my guy.
Brian, we appreciate the time, as always. Thank you so much.
Take care, guys.
Yep. Appreciate you.
He is Brian Windhorst. Always great catching up with Brian. Good stuff, as always. Got a lot still to come here on the show today. Sounds like, Jason, there's real momentum for an 8-team playoff. Couple of key figures now pushing for an 8-team playoff, which is good news for Memphis, frankly. Good news for anybody like Memphis. So we'll talk about that with Bruce Feldman at 12:25. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Do you need gifts for friends and family located all over this country? You can ship them prime steaks from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop overnight. And if you need to show a client or a colleague how much you appreciate them, give them a gift certificate that can be used for dinner at Folks Folly, Memphis's original prime steakhouse, or give them any of the delicious Folks Folly menu items that you can get fresh from Humphrey's. Are you noticing a theme here? Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop can set you up with everything you need to make the holidays amazing and, most importantly, amazingly easy. They've got fresh prime steak in all of the most flavorful cuts, rack of lamb, ribeye roast, a lobster tail, and all your favorite side dishes like garlic mashed potatoes and spinach casserole. Dessert is covered with Humphrey's traditional southern pecan pie and Folks Folly's famous brownies, and then they have steak knives and aprons to really make a special gift. So be an original and treat yourself and your loved ones to a holiday you'll all truly enjoy. Stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall, right next to Folks Folly, or order online at humphreysmemphis.com.
This holiday season, you're going to need a bigger stocking. That's because the perfect stocking stuffer for anyone on your list is a new Honda bike or ATV stuffed with awesome. Now's the time to give or get the ultimate gift at DeSoto Honda, 5656 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, during Honda's Gifts That Go sales event, like the Pioneer 700 or Pioneer 704 side-by-side. They have massive hauling and towing capacities and deliver serious performance thanks to their 700-class engine. And with the Pioneer 704, you get remarkable flexibility with Honda's exclusive quick flip seating that lets you carry 2, 3, or 4 occupants. And right now, you can ride off on one with some of the best deals of the year. Plus, get up to $500 factory to dealer incentives on select models. Find the gifts that'll knock their stockings off at DeSoto Honda, 5656 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi, during Honda's Gifts That Go sales event happening right now. Call 662-895-5000. Factory to dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See dealer for complete program details.
This is Gary Parrish from the Gary Parrish Show, weekdays from 4 to 6 here on 92.9 FM ESPN, and you know the holiday season is here. And one thing on lots of people's wish list is a computer, so if you know somebody like that and you're looking for the lowest prices and best service, go check my friends at Cooper Systems. You know Cooper Systems, Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper. They've been with me for years, and you guys, listeners of this station, have helped grow their business because you keep going there when you need a new computer, a refurbished computer, or a custom-built computer, because you know they have prices starting as low as $189. Cooper Systems has brands
like Apple, HP, Dell, Gateway, Toshiba, Sony, and more. Desktops, notebooks, tablets, and printers. They really do have it all at Cooper Systems. And don't ever forget, if you need service on your computer, then Cooper Systems can help you too. In-shop diagnostic rates start as low as $24.99. So don't be frustrated by a bogged-down computer. Let Cooper Systems help get you cleaned up the way you ought to be. Go see them in the Mount Moriah office park or call them 360-9679 or visit them at coopersystems.com.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Home Services, your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air. Clogged drains, putting a damper in your day, we'll clear any drain with an accessible cleanout for just $89. We'll even throw in a free camera inspection. Don't let a clogged toilet or a stopped-up sink be a pain in the drain. Give us a call today at 624-1401. That's 624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
What if football didn't have to end? This February, it doesn't. The Memphis Express begins its inaugural season as a member of the Alliance of American Football. Professional football is back at the Liberty Bowl and led by Hall of Famer and head coach Mike Singletary. Experience it for yourself with season tickets as low as $75. Visit memphis-express.com today to get on board. That's memphis-express.com. Professional football is back in the city of Memphis.
There are margaritas, and then there are...
Margaritas!
Bring your party thirst to La Herradura Mexican Restaurant, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Memphis. Made from scratch guacamole, massive plates of Mexican cuisine, and the only restaurant on Summer Avenue with a full bar. Happy hour Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. with
Margaritas!
For only $2. Don't miss karaoke every Friday night. La Herradura Mexican Restaurant, 4090 Summer Avenue. Just like being in Mexico.
Anheuser-Busch and Eagle Distributing would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Remember to drink responsibly.
Hey, this is John Martin. I want to tell you about Burgess Dental and my man, Dr. Lewis Burgess. He is the best in Memphis when it comes to dentistry. He's who I use. He's absolutely who you should use as well. Great guy, played college basketball, loves the Grizzlies, loves the Tigers, super easy guy to talk to. Really going to give you peace of mind when you walk into his office, whatever you're going in for. He does it all. He does cosmetic. He does routine teeth cleanings. He does same-day crowns. He accepts most insurances. He is the best in Memphis. He's who I use. For a long time, I was self-conscious about my smile. I had braces way back when, and they had some unintended consequences. And so I got with Dr. Burgess. We consulted, and we came up with a solution to fix that problem. And now I can't stop smiling. It's one of my favorite things to do. So hit him up. He'll do the same for you. He's on the web, burgess-dental.com. Tell him John Martin sent you. Again, the address, burgess-dental.com.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Yes, you have.
Weekdays are always better over Audubon Indoor Speedway and events because Mondays through Thursdays, Audubon is offering one free race for every two that you buy. And trust us, you're going to buy at least two because the tracks over at Audubon Indoor Speedway and events, they're inspired by real road race courses, but they're better because they're indoors. And it's kind of cold outside, as you guys know, so you want to be indoors. And the best part is they're climate controlled, so it's going to feel good when you're whizzing past your enemy there.
Maybe you're in your early 40s and you're feeling like you're maybe getting a little over the hill. I know some days I do when I wake up and that body's creaking, John, but when I head over to Audubon, it's a way it gets the adrenaline pumping. Mm-hmm. Makes me feel young again. You know why? Because those carts are going up to 50 miles per hour. They're fun to drive. Like I said, they're fast, and as they call them over at Audubon, they're like electric Lamborghinis. The winter will go by really fast. If you don't hurry up, you might miss it. A trip to Audubon is going to change the way you think about your weekdays, especially, as John said, with that deal. Mondays through Thursdays, you're going to get one free race for every two you buy. You don't want to miss it. Audubon Indoor Speedway and events, where it's always fast, it is always fun. It's always cool to do.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Thanks to Brian Windhorst for joining us. Always good to catch up with him. He's one of the best in the business. So the Grizzlies play a game tonight, Jason. It's a big one. It's the Portland Trail Blazers coming to town. Yeah, that's right. Get that crowd. The Portland Trail Blazers are coming to town. They took a tough loss last night against the Houston Rockets, so they are on the second night of a back-to-back. They need a win, and the Memphis Grizzlies need a win. So what you have here, Jason, is two very desperate professional basketball teams, both in need of a win tonight. Only one can leave with a win.
Right, right. And you see the injury report. There's no Chandler Parsons.
Yeah, you know.
I'm kidding, obviously.
Well, yeah.
But part of me is kind of frustrated, too. The injury report comes down and another 2 weeks, by the way, John. If not that you were expecting him to play tonight, obviously.
I'm frankly not really expecting to play him
People are kind of done joking about this, though. Seriously, like it's getting to a point.
Well, it's gotten so bad.
Even with Wendy, where people feel sorry for you. And frankly, it is sort of amazing that the Grizzlies are in this position with that albatross hanging over there. That they've been able to do this right, that handcuffed. Like, I think most, you know, a lot of franchises would be in the dumps right now.
Yeah.
You make a lot of bad moves, a lot of mistakes. At least the ones they've made this offseason have paid off as much as they can.
No doubt.
And you're able to survive what, frankly, could be a killer for some, particularly a small market franchise, man. I mean, this could bury you potentially, and you're sitting here and you're in the thick of it. So.
I don't know if there's another small market team that is as handicapped sucks, as the Grizzlies are.
There's credit to be doled out, I suppose, in all of that mess as well. You managed to stay above.
Oh, it's just a wash.
To stay competitive. It is sort of just washes it off, doesn't it?
It's a wash.
It washes it all out.
Yeah, I mean, it's because you wouldn't have. I mean, think about how great you would be if. Now, not that the Grizzlies are free agent destination.
Well, it depends on who all you're getting. Yeah,
but you would have gotten conceivably somebody that's playing. At least.
Correct, which is an improvement.
Yeah, which is just a body.
No question.
And the thing about it is,
it's kind of remarkable.
I understand the Grizzlies' position by saying, you know, another update is going to be provided in 2 weeks.
Well, that's just a copy and paste at this point.
I just wouldn't say anything. Mm-hmm. You know, I would just say, you know, Chandler Parsons continues to rehab, you know, no timetable. Stop giving me this 2 weeks thing, you know, because I don't expect him.
Well, I'm sure there's some kind of NBA rules involved in that.
Well, you
have to be very specific in those injuries.
Is that true? You have to be exactly specific. Like, okay, they're not really being specific.
I don't think you can just be vague.
I know what you want.
What?
You want one that says it's done.
Well,
stop hoping, people. That's what you want. That's what you want.
You don't know. So you say there's no timetable. How can you know when somebody's going to come back? You don't know. So you say there's no timetable. That's better than saying, all right, we'll check back in 2 weeks. It's just frustrating. That's just, like, infuriating for Memphis fans, you know, to read that.
I get that argument, you know, to keep getting that every 2 weeks. Oh, it's another 2 weeks. Yes. I mean, at some point, you might be right. Maybe you can word that a little differently.
It's like, you know, it's like Fran Fraschilla said on the draft broadcast 1 year. He was like, this particular prospect is 2 years away from being 2 years away. Chandler Parsons is 2 weeks away from being 2 weeks away. You know, like, that's just silly. Just say he's not on, you know, he's not coming back. Just say it's over. Just say he's not coming back this year. You know, do you expect him back? I don't expect him back in any meaningful way. I mean, at this point in the season, you know, I mean, it's not that it's, you know, midway or anything like that, but I mean, you're figuring things out rotation-wise. Chandler Parsons is in no way, shape, or form part of it.
No.
You know, I don't know how you – I just don't see it at this point. Dylan Brooks is coming back, thankfully, you know.
End of the month, right?
End of the month is what it sounds like. He had the grade 2 MCL sprain.
They need him.
Yes.
They definitely do need him. But again, you're not going to have him this month, and that's unfortunate because, you know, this is a month that could, in many ways, you know, set the tone for how the rest of the year is going to go.
Yeah, yeah. Again, I'm not pushing any panic buttons because I told you guys. I mean, we went through it. We've talked about this on air. You know, I don't think a 6-9 month in a very tough December, a 15-game December, you know, kills you. And we went down and Bennett, you know, going back and looking at this, that 6-9 month that, you know, we went through the Grizzlies 15 games, is that included three straight wins right here. We projected against the three teams you've got in front of you right now this week in Portland, Miami, and Houston. I'm with you guys that you're at a point right now, particularly with having lost 6 of the last 9, where you want to get back to some sort of consistency level, looking like the way you won early this year, right? Holding guys down, seeing an engaged Marc Gasol, and that's what's scary right now as you're coming off a game where he wasn't very engaged. I know he's said that the injury is sort of slowing him down, that ankle that,
you know, bothered him. Obviously, in the Toronto game, he slaps the, you know, slaps the hand, does all that, and clearly it's affecting him. But again, you play 31 minutes, and again, you know, the ankle injury, I don't suspect is keeping you from is the thing that the reason you're passing up that 3-point shot. So again, I say all that to say,
right.
I'd like to see Mark tonight. And obviously, with the public comments, him sort of coming out about, you expect to see it, but I like to see him tonight bounce back and get back to the Mark, the engaged Mark, right? That looks like he believes. You need that back, or else it won't matter. You know what you do in December, it won't matter, because if you don't have an engaged Mark, there's no hope here for a playoff spot.
Well, the story
that's got to get corrected.
The story from the commercial appeal is that obviously Mark is playing through a not normal sprain.
What is not normal? Yeah, I don't...
Soreness is the way that it was described.
It's just soreness. He did play 31 minutes the other night.
It's a sprain, and there is soreness, you know. But there is, it is on the.